Good morning, everyone, if you're listening this morning, and happy Friday if you're listening to this with me on Friday. So today, I'm going to tell you to stop cutting your calories. And so the reason why, as you guys know, or if you don't know, I put on a 21-day Blast the Fat Challenge where I teach you how to customize your nutrition plan like to the T. That's 100% customized to you. Even show you how to eat out and drink alcohol. And so I post this all the time. And just in case, if you want to go there, blastoffthefat.com. There's my little pitch. And it's crazy. So I always get messages all the time. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you see me, I always do reels. I always talk about nutrition, give a bunch of nutrition tips and all of this stuff, right? And just this last weekend, I had two messages, people reaching out to me wanting help with their nutrition. And both of them like, I'd like a customized plan. I need to go into a calorie deficit, right? And which, I mean, it makes sense. According to society, you cut your calories, you're going to lose weight. But the problem is nobody knows where they're even at. So in both of these cases, I was like, all right, so you want to go into a calorie deficit. Do you know exactly how many calories you're eating right now? Like exactly on a day-to-day basis, how many grams of protein you're eating, how many grams of carbs you're eating, how many grams of fat you're eating. And in both cases, they had no idea. They don't even know how to get to that point. And so, and this is the problem why with so many people, and when they go into calorie deficits, is they just start eating less calories, not even knowing how many calories they're currently eating. To them, a calorie deficit is just eating less, right? And the problem with this is it's all a guessing game. And that's why the weight fluctuates so much. And that's why you lose weight the first week, the first 5 days, and then you gain the weight back. Because you, even though you eat less, you still don't even know how much you're eating. And because of that, like, again, it's all a guessing game. And what most people don't realize is Monday through Friday morning, at least, they're already in a calorie deficit because they try to eat healthy and to them and to most people, healthy means eating less, which is not true. And then on the weekend, they overeat. So they think they need to go into a calorie deficit, but they don't realize they're already in a calorie deficit because they're not eating enough Monday through Friday. That's usually most America's thing, and that's why they gain weight. So the reason why, if you're gaining weight and slowly put it on years after year after year, because as you know, it doesn't happen overnight. What usually happens is Monday through Friday, you undereat. And when you undereat, your body stores fat. It's that whole starving mode, whatever that you guys hear, right? And our bodies are meant to survive. Our bodies need energy to perform throughout the day. So if it doesn't get that energy from food, our body will automatically create more fat to use that as energy. And so Monday through Friday, most people are eating too little. So their body is storing fat. And then Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, they eat too much, which they have excess amount of fat. And so week after week after week of doing this for years, your body gets just into a routine. It works like a machine as a fat storing system to keep you alive. So don't blame your body. Blame yourself. Your body's doing what it's supposed to do and keeping you alive. And it's how you act on how it keeps you alive. And so the proper way to go into a cut. So we have this whole methodology that we use for our customized clients and all of that stuff. The first thing that you need to do is find your maintenance number. How many calories can you eat where you stop losing weight and you don't gain weight? And for me, it took me 12 weeks to find this for me. I started at 2,200 calories. I went all the way up to 2,600 calories, and I lost 14 pounds by doing that. Again, it was over a 12-week period. You don't just start randomly choosing random numbers. You want to do it consistently and making sure that you're tracking the right way. So you find your maintenance number. Once I found my maintenance number, I still wanted to cut up a bit. So then I went into a cut. This time, it was a cut based on science and not just me being emotional, thinking I need to cut my calories, and then we slowly built back up. And that is the proper way and the best way to do a cut. So now, when I started, I was 206 pounds, and I was eating about, again, when I started, I was 2300 calories. Now, because I went up, cut, and went back up, now I'm still eating 2200 to 2300 calories, but now I'm 180 pounds. I'm 30 pounds less, eating the same amount of calories when I was 30 pounds heavier. And that is why it's so easy for me to maintain my weight, maintain my results, is because I'm actually eating real food. Most people will cut calories, lose weight, cut calories, lose weight, cut calories, lose weight. And great, you lost 20, 30, 40 pounds, but now you're eating 1,000 to 1,200 calories a day, which isn't maintainable. So you're going to break and gain that weight back. All right. So again, do not cut your calories if you have no idea how many calories you're eating, and you should be tracking it for a minimum of 1 month, but definitely a lot longer before you actually put yourself into a cut. And again, if you need help, again, I have Blast the Fat Challenge. Just go to blastoffthefat.com. We start a new 21-day very soon. Again, I'm going to help you, teach you how to customize your nutrition plan to the T, including the first week I even teach you how to eat out and still lose weight. The second week I teach you how to drink alcohol while still losing weight. And then the third week I show you how to get long-term results. So if that sounds interesting to you, again, go to blastoffthefat.com and I'll see you inside.
Welcome to Transformation Secrets. This is Luke Rangel, and these are some quick tips to give you the best results ever. Thanks so much for listening. If this brought you any value, please rate and send a review. Also, take a picture and tag me on Instagram at Luke A. Rangel. And then on top of that, if you would like to take your results to the next level and you would like me to teach you how to customize your nutrition plan 100% to you, go to blastoffthefat.com. That's blastoffthefat.com. Because the first week, I'm even going to show you how to eat out and lose weight. The second week, I'm going to show you how to drink alcohol and lose weight. And then the third week, I'm going to show you how to get long-term results. If that sounds good to you, again, go to blastoffthefat.com.